Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to Buzzed Binging. My name is Natalie.
And I'm Christy, her mom.
And we're going to be covering Umbrella Academy, Season 1, Episode 1. We only see each other at weddings and funerals.
Yay! New show! Yay! And we are very excited to be sharing this with you because if you've not watched this show, it has one of the best soundtracks you can find on a show, period.
Yeah, I don't know that soundtrack.
Yeah, no, it's fabulous.
Like most of it's on my playlist now. Yeah,
it is fantastic. It is a really, really fun show. We think you're really going to enjoy it. So we have disclaimers, which include that there will be cursing. Yes. There will also be spoilers, most likely. Although, maybe not. I don't know.
There will be.
There will be, most likely. And we're having things to drink. You're going to start to see a trend right now, but what are you having to drink, Natalie?
I'm having a crack baby. And if you're wondering what that is, yeah. It has champagne, or Prosecco in this case, some vodka, passion fruit syrup, strawberry mix, and Chambord.
Yeah. We made this very recently for one of the episodes of The Crown because it apparently is Princess Kate's favorite. But this also has a tie-in to this show. What is your tie-in to this show?
Klaus.
Klaus, which if you've seen the show, you know what she's talking about. Klaus being number 4 in the group. And we will get into that whole description.
Klaus.
My drink.
I'm sorry, that's a very inside reference to hear without Santa Claus.
Okay, so my drink is coffee. It is not black. Sorry, that's a little embarrassing. But it is in honor of 5.
I love 5.
5 and Klaus are our favorites. You're going to pick up on that very quickly. There are a lot of great characterizations in this show. And so we wanted to do the first episode on its own, as we've done with many of the shows that we've covered, in part because there's a lot of world building involved. And so there's a lot of detail that we kind of feel like we need to establish in this show and give some context to what is to come. But we will be returning to the 2 episode per
podcast episode.
As you know, in our next episode we may have a single episode for the end of this season, but I think the rest of the seasons we can cover in a 2 episode format.
Yeah,
so we are looking forward to it.
Yeah, it's more of a comic book sci-fi kind of thing, so it's a little bit harder to explain than like The Crown.
Do you think I need to do the explaining? Because
no.
You know, you've been doing a lot of explaining, so I don't know.
Anyway, we should probably establish the characters for, well, we'll get the backstory and then we'll establish the characters, which is how the episode goes. So we open in Russia, October 1st, 1989. Mm-hmm. A girl and a guy are making eye contact at a public pool. She kisses him on the cheek and jumps in the water. It's very cheeky. It's cute. She suddenly starts bleeding and becomes pregnant.
This is what happens when you kiss boys on the cheek
and jump into the pool. Yes. And she's bleeding. She has now somehow become pregnant, and she gives birth at the pool. Apparently, according to the narration, 43 non-pregnant women gave birth on the same day.
And right. They started out the day non-pregnant and
they ended the day having a baby.
Well, right, but they all had the baby at the same time.
At 12.
All over the world.
Yes. Reginald Hargreaves, a billionaire, wanted to collect all of the children, but just got 7 of them, and he bought/adopted them. Present day.
Wait. But there, part of what you're skipping over, like, they do a lot of this in montage form, and they've got great music. Picture book is used with the parade of nannies for the 7 kids that he did adopt. And he's clearly got a very strict, regimented, organized approach to raising these children.
Yes.
Present day.
So let's, present day someone, Vanya, we'll get to her. They are played by Elliot Page, who, as most people know, is transgender. So the character right now is a girl. So we'll be referring to her as she, her, later on when there is a transition for that character that reflects the actors. So we will switch pronouns when they are switched.
Yes.
Starts playing a Phantom of the Opera medley on the violin. And I loved it.
She was all in at this point.
Oh, absolutely. And we see the children's routines. So we start with number one, who is named Luther, aww, who is played by the guy who played, I forget his name, I feel bad. The
guy, Dagon!
I know, no, I'm Dagon. Talking about the actor's name, Mom. Tom Hopper. And he played Dickon in the 7th and 8th seasons of Game of Thrones. And then he's alone on the moon.
That's very sad.
On a mission.
There's going to be a drink for that later. Sure. But I'm focusing on 5 right now.
Then there's number 2, who is Diego, who is a masked vigilante who helps people who need it. He is saving people from intruders.
Yeah, he has a little outfit, and you can find out that his ridiculous outfit is actually something that was developed earlier.
Yeah, he'll talk about that later. Number 3 is Allison, who is a celebrity actress on the red carpet.
She's gorgeous. The actress, by the way, is a triple threat. She's married to Davy Diggs.
I think they're partners, but they recently had a child.
And she was in Hamilton.
She went on tour as Angelica.
Oh my gosh.
I think she was in the original cast.
She's amazing.
Emile Raven Lambton, something like that. I'm sorry, I'm completely butchering it.
You are.
It was because it's off the top of my head.
Right.
Number 4 is Klaus, who is being let out of rehab and got his 30-day coin and has been there multiple times.
Right, and so this violin medley of Phantom switches for Klaus into Angel Music, which, again, it's
ironic once you find out that his powers are.
Right.
All of them get a message about their father being dead via a transmission from the moon, to seeing it on the news or the press getting a hold of the story, and
the paparazzi are yelling at Allison on the red carpet. Hey, what about your dead dad? And she's like, "Oh shit,
my dead dad. What?"
Yeah.
Klaus immediately gets more drugs and ODs and gets resuscitated
in an ambulance. Now, this is before he knows his dad is dead. He wakes up in the ambulance, and there's a little TV in the ambulance, and he finds out his dad is dead.
Yeah. Number 7 is Vanya, who's playing the violin. Mm-hmm. Vanya sees the news about Reginald.
Forgive the ASMR, by the way.
Yes, sorry about that. And so they all converge on the mansion where they grew up in the Umbrella Academy.
Now, I really love this mansion. And the way the set dressers make this mansion look, it is absolutely amazing. It's got all of these art and artifacts. And it is clearly like, you know, kind of a haven of antiques and history and scientific equipment that was up to date for the time.
I'd also like to disclose that we never read the comic books on which this is based.
No.
And so we're not doing this with any prior knowledge of the original material. So whether it's going off based off of vibes of the show.
Yeah, whether or not this is accurate to any of that, I don't know. And honestly, do not care. Because we just enjoy this show as a show.
Mm.
So they have
portraits
of the kids. One of them, and the pictures kind of show them changing over time. They have one kid over the mantle, that is 5, who is not present. There is a statue out in the courtyard that we later find out is a statue to 6. Ben, who we hear about again later. 5 does not have any name other than 5, and I love that about him.
That's so funny.
It is so awesome. But Vanya gets to the house, and you think she's there first and that she's alone, but she speaks to 5 in his portrait. And then
she just talks at the portrait. Yeah. 5 is not there.
Right.
Allison greets Vanya warmly and is glad that she is there. Diego blames Vanya for something. He kind of shows up and is just like, oh yeah, whatever.
What the hell,
she doesn't deserve to be here.
Yeah.
That kind of thing. So it's confusing about that. Why? We will find out later. Diego then talks to Luther, who is like in his room.
No, Luther's in his dad's room.
Oh, in the study, yes.
Yes, he's in the bedroom and he's looking at the dad's bed. He's examining it. And Diego's kind of like, in case you're wondering, no, there was no forced entry or sign of the struggle. And oh, I also got, this is Diego talking to Luther. I also got the coroner's report. He just died of heart failure. Pogo found him dead. We'll later find out who Pogo is. But
Pogo couldn't find Reggie's monocle.
Right.
And
it's Luther, a mystery.
And Luther suspects foul play. Diego is okay with Reginald's death and thought he sucked as a parent.
Mm-hmm.
He did. We'll talk about that
later. That comes up a lot in season two. So
yeah, the Umbrella Academy was a famous group of superpowered kids. We see magazine articles and such about them, like displayed everywhere. Even comic books made. Mm-hmm. I'm sure that's just a nod to the original comic book. Vanya also apparently wrote a book about her time in the Umbrella Academy. Pogo, the chimp butler, tells her that Reginald never read it, even though she sent it to him.
Yeah, and it's clearly she's dedicated, you know, for a front page thing to him, but he's never paid any attention to it. So number five's portrait is over the fireplace. They discuss that he disappeared, they being Vanya and Pogo, discussed that he disappeared 16 years ago. She used to leave the lights on for him and snacks out for him, peanut butter and marshmallow sandwiches apparently were his favorite. And she believed, and Pogo tells her that their father believed that number five was still, quote unquote,
out there.
There is a character that we have not talked about yet, is a woman who looks like the quintessential 50s housewife.
Yes.
And they refer to her as Mother. And Mother used to troop the kids. You get to see what their days were like, their flashbacks to what their days were like. So they all had identical PJs, and that she would bring them to say goodnight to their dad, but dad was always too busy to talk to them. This is like a memory of Allison's. Allison then finds Klaus digging through their father's desk in the study.
He teases her about being famous. He talks about how their father was neglectful and wouldn't. And you know how I know that? Because he would never let us be in here. And
Klaus has some of the best lines, and it's hard because they are so rapid fire. It's hard to keep up.
I wrote as many of them down as I could eventually.
Well, good for you.
Luther doesn't like Klaus being disrespectful about Reginald and makes sure he doesn't steal anything. But Klaus obviously goes ahead and steals his locked box.
Yeah, like, no, he detains him, like, no, like, drop it. Like, and he lets some things go, but he gets this locked box out of the room.
Then there's this awkward energy when Allison and Luther are left in a room together. Mm-hmm. And Allison talks about how she's getting divorced from her now ex-husband, Patrick, and she lost custody of her daughter. She mentions that she doesn't use her power anymore because she abused it before, and she used it, and she got what she wanted, and everything turned to shit.
Yeah, and we don't know exactly what everyone's power is, but it's referenced that
we'll talk
has
about
to do
it
with rumors.
Yeah, we'll talk about it in a second. They meet with the family in the living room and talk about the memorial service.
Luther basically tells them, this is what we're gonna do. We're going to go into the courtyard at around 6 p.m.
under Dad's favorite tree
and have a service. And they're all like, Dad had a favorite tree. And Luther's
he
like,
took me
yeah.
down there all the time. And they're like, oh, okay. We see the favoritism there.
Yeah, exactly. Like, fuck you.
Luther wants to talk about the way he died. And because last time he talked to Reginald, he seemed to on edge. And he wants Klaus to contact him in the afterlife because that is Klaus's power. He can contact people in the afterlife.
Klaus has the best line here. He's like, what am I supposed to do? Just say to Dad, like, oh, stop playing tennis with Hitler.
Can you stop playing tennis with Hitler for a second and take a call? It's so fucking funny.
It's so funny.
Luther also thinks one of them killed Reginald.
And he actually thinks maybe it was Diego. And Diego's like, oh, yeah, I'm sure you think it's me.
Yeah.
And he's kind of like,
flashback 17 years ago at a hostage situation at a bank. The academy was sent in to take care of it by Reginald, not the police. They had not been established yet as like a
this
powerful force.
Sequence is amazing, and the background music is a song called The Walk by Fits in the Tantrums. If you've not listened to it, you absolutely should.
Yeah, and so here's the lowdown on the kids' powers. Luther, number one has super strength. He's also really built, and we'll find out more about that later in the series. Like season two, but he obviously has bulked up since last everyone saw him, and they are like, "Oh, it's the moon," and it's like, "Yeah, no, it's not the fucking moon." But sure. And then Diego, number two, can throw knives and manipulate where they go. It's kind of like a boomerang situation ish thing.
Well, no, he can make. It's not just boomerang. He can make them like go around turns and curves. He's very precise.
Knives can basically go wherever he wants them to go.
Yeah.
And so the number three is Allison. Allison can manipulate minds to make them do what she wants by saying, "I heard a rumor, you did blah," and they will do blah.
Right.
And so she can use that as long as she precedes it with, "I heard a rumor."
Right.
And so then number four, obviously, is Klaus. He can talk to dead people.
Number five, we find out,
can teleport.
Well, it's not just that he can teleport. So he can manipulate both time and space. But at this point, when we are seeing this flashback, it's only space. So he does a bunch of spatial jumps within the bank, and it is hilarious. And so he changes up, like, one of the bad guys that they're trying to thwart this armed robbery has a gun, and then he, you know, he like jumps through, and like he's like, "Oh, that's one badass stapler," because he took the gun and replaced it with a stapler. It's like, "That was one badass stapler," and the guy's like, "You know,
it's funny."
It is very, very funny. And you're coming from this guy, and it's played by Aidan Gallagher, who is
so
awesome. So awesome in this role.
Entire cast is fantastic.
Yeah, he looks like an absolute child, but he talks like the most sarcastic adult. It's amazing. The performance is so great.
All of the performances are fantastic in this, and we'll get a chance to highlight every one of them.
I will point out that my friend Rob Santoro is the one who recommended this show to me, and I think Rob may secretly be fine.
Okay. Anyway, Ben, who is number six, his power is a little bit more ambiguous. They're like, "Hey, can you go into this room with all of these armed gunmen and do your thing?" And he's like, "Oh, I don't really want to." He goes in, and then he turns into like a monster squid thing.
It's terrifying. He kills, like, there's all this blood, and
he comes out drenched in blood, and he's like, "I want to go home."
He's like, and you can see he doesn't like his power. He doesn't like using his power. We don't really see everything that he can do, and we will see some of that later.
And Vanya doesn't have powers. She sticks next to Reginald, who watches from afar.
And she's so young. She's like, "Hey, can't I go play with everyone else?"
And this is only going to really make sense to us because we watched the series. But if you've watched A Series of Unfortunate Events, she looks like Violet Baudelaire.
Yes, she does. She does.
It's not the same actress, but she looks a lot like her. Maybe it's just the bangs. I don't know.
She does. And she's, you know, talking to her dad like, "Hey," and he's like, "No, you have no powers.
You suck.
You suck." Basically. And it really puts her down. You see how like insecure she is.
Present day, Klaus tries to talk to Reginald, but can't, and gets upset and accidentally tips over his urn.
And there's ashes everywhere that he has to try to clean up.
Allison and Luther go in their rooms, and Allison pulls out a heart-shaped locket with an A plus L on it. So obviously Allison and Luther were very close. But it's less weird when you think of it being like a boarding school, and less like they're all step-siblings. It's kind of like the Twilight situation of all these step-siblings are fucking.
Yeah. But all of them, their bedrooms are like preserved in their childlike bedroom state. So it's really kind of interesting that like going back there is very reminiscent of being a little kid again.
Yeah.
Then we see Klaus in the kitchen.
He's doing more drugs. Diego is in the living room and Vanya is on the stairs. Luther puts on a record of, "I think we're alone now."
Oh my God, this is so great.
And everyone starts dancing in their own special way. It's very funny.
It is hilarious.
Then there is a sudden electrical storm where Klaus immediately goes.
Oh, but you skip. When they're dancing, there is a wide shot of the house. It makes it look like the side of a doll's house.
It's very Wes Anderson.
Yeah, it is very Wes Anderson. It makes it look like a doll's house. And you can see, you know, everybody in their different space, but they're all, you know, united by like this music. And their love of it, which is cool.
Anyway, there's a sudden electrical storm, and Klaus immediately goes, "Daddy?" Very funny.
They all go into the courtyard.
It is a temporal anomaly that opened, and Klaus throws a fire extinguisher into it when he's spraying that he can't like unclip it or whatever, so he just throws it.
Yeah.
Five then pushes his way through the portal, and he is still a young boy. He's still 13. Well, his body is.
Yeah.
He's like, okay, let's go downstairs. Mm-hmm. He makes himself a sandwich of peanut butter and marshmallow, and he tells them he went to the future, which is awful, apparently.
Yes.
He was there for 45 years, and his consciousness is 58, while his body is 13.
And they don't get it. Like, he's like, well, if you understood space-time, you know, jumps, all that stuff. And he's clearly talking down to them, not just because his consciousness is 58, but also because you get the feeling he's been smarter than them all.
Yeah.
They talk about, and he's like, well, Dolores is laughing now. You're like, who the fuck is Dolores?
We'll find out later.
So, yeah.
Five is forced to put on his old uniform, which is going to be his costume for basically the rest of the season. He tells Vanya her book was good and ballsy for exposing the family secrets. Apparently, something awful happened to Ben, who was number six. We are not informed of like what it was.
Yeah, there's another thing in the conversation he has with Vanya. He tells Vanya that her book was good, but she says, like, they all hate me because of the book in part. And Five's kind of like, worse things can happen. They talk about Ben, and his statue is out in the courtyard, and that he died.
Yes. They have a memorial service for Reginald. Their mother is unaware of what is going on. It is very weird. Mm-hmm. All of them have like these black umbrellas, except for like Luther and Diego. Klaus. No, give me a second. Luther and Diego don't use an umbrella because they're so macho and they just let rain fall on them. And it's clearly freezing. We can see their breath. And Klaus has a pink, clear umbrella. It's very funny.
It's very cute.
And so Pogo gives a speech because nobody wants to step forward and give one. Diego interrupts saying that Reginald was a monster and he's better off dead. And they're better off for him being dead. Yeah. And Luther and Diego fight, which Klaus encourages. He's like, punch him!
Get him!
They knock over the statue of Ben, decapitating it. Mm. Then Diego slices Luther's arm, which he immediately covers up. He's clearly self-conscious about something. We will find out what later. 17 years ago.
Wait, hang on. And there's one other thing that happens in here when they're talking about this. You definitely, throughout, there are little things that are sprinkled in there. Diego is clearly the most concerned about Mother. And we don't know that much about Mother yet. That's going to come clear later. But he has clearly got the closest relationship with the Mother character.
Vanya certainly has one too.
Yeah.
And so 17 years ago, we see the kids train. They're running up the stairs. And
Vanya's helping keep track of things.
Because that's what she can do. They all get tattoos of the Umbrella Academy symbol. They're like crying because it's a tattoo and it hurts.
Vanya doesn't.
Vanya's left out and draws one on her wrist in marker. What Reginald would do is attach electrodes to their temples
at night
and monitor their sleep. And Vanya's is oddly erratic.
Yeah. And it seems to be the most intense of all of them. She also takes pills like all the time. Unlike Klaus taking pills, you can tell that this is a little bit different. And it's, again, unclear what that's all about.
Present day, Vanya leaves the mansion. Five complains that there isn't any coffee, and he takes the car and goes to get one.
Coffee.
Diego leaves and makes a cutting remark to Allison, which is really rude. He's just kind of like, oh, yeah, no, go back to your ex-husband or something like that.
Yeah, he's really awful. And it really hurts Allison's feelings.
Because it's just bad. Klaus goes with Diego. He just kind of hitches a ride with him.
Because he needs more drugs.
Yes. Luther is staying and has a very hairy arm.
Yes.
Which he was self-conscious about, and that's why he covered up when his arm got sliced. Mm-hmm. And things will be explained later. The mother sits and looks at paintings while a drill goes into her ear and is revealed that she is a robot.
Mm-hmm. She's getting recharged. And it's something that, like, Diego kind of referenced, oh, she's just tired, she needs to recharge. Like, he made it sound like a normal human thing, but it clearly is not.
No. Five goes into a diner called Gritty's Donuts, and a guy,
it was Giddy's.
Perhaps. and the guy sits down next to him, and this waitress comes up and like she takes their orders. They're not there together, but she thinks they are.
Yeah, she thinks that he's the guy's child.
Yeah, so she's like okay, what do you guys want? And then the guy's like, oh, I want an eclair. And she's like, okay, cool. And then what does the kid want, some milk or something? And then the five goes, the kid wants coffee black. One black coffee, same motherfucker. He talks to the guy about sneaking out with his siblings to eat donuts when they were younger.
And the guy thinks this is weird.
Yeah, because he's very young too. Five asks the guy who tows cars for and is an auto mechanic for a living. And he knows this based off of what car he drives. Because he drives around his tow truck, and so he's like, okay, well, you seem to know your way around the city really well. Can I get an address from you? And then we see the guy leave. Obviously he's given it, but we don't see him give the address.
Tow truck leaves.
And he leaves, and there is it's clear that there's some people watching the diner. We do not know why.
Right, with night vision glasses.
Yes, some soldiers or agents or
the people with the night vision glasses.
Yes, them. they come in to kill Five. But he kicks their asses.
Oh my
with
God.
His teleportation.
Yeah, and that whole spatial teleportation thing is
I think it's playing
Istanbul, not Constantinople.
Yes.
Yes. So good. Which again is like great, great, great music. All the bad guys are killed in different ways. Some of them shoot each other, but some of them like he strangles and then all this other stuff. And this poor waitress.
She doesn't reveal herself at all. She's mm-hmm. hiding in the back. And then Five cuts out a tracker in his arm and leaves the diner. Right. And the only person left in the diner is the waitress who like shakily comes up from behind the counter. Is like, what the fuck was that? She didn't see anything.
Yeah, the tracker is dropped outside.
Imagine you're on a shift late at night and there's these two people in there. And it's like, okay, cool. I'm going to go get change for this guy's bill. And then she comes back and there are at least six guys dead. And and the other two are gone. Because she sees the guy, and we find out later, but she saw like the guy in the tow truck leave. And she assumed that he left with the kid.
Right.
But either way, Diego is at the river and he's holding Reginald's monocle. So he took it. We don't know the context of that at all. Maybe he killed him. Maybe not. We don't know. Klaus is talking to someone from beyond the grave.
Well, he's talking to somebody else. Someone else is in the car with a hoodie on.
Yes, from beyond the grave.
Well, we don't know that that's what's going on at the time.
Well, we do now. Diego hears the police scanner and needs to go back to work as a vigilante.
So I'm going to work saving lives.
So he will drop Klaus off at the bus stop. And so Klaus starts talking to this random person from beyond the grave about, hey, do you want pancakes or waffles? And it's like, oh yeah, waffles. We'll definitely want waffles. And then the guy he's talking to takes off his hood, and it's Ben, number six, who's all grown up but is from beyond the grave. Vanya goes to her apartment, and finds not appointment,
that other A thing,
and finds Five, who tells her that he found a wasteland in the future with the human race killed off.
Right. So Five actually tells her, like, you're the one I can trust because you don't have powers, basically.
You're ordinary,
and you'll listen to me, and you don't think I'm crazy. And he's got an injury, and she treats his wound, but Five is talking about how the future is a wasteland, that he found a paper, and the date that the world comes to an end,
because there's no one else left,
is in 8 days.
And he doesn't know how to stop it. And then finally he's like, I'll put on some coffee.
and that is the end of the episode.
Yes.
So what were your best parts of this episode?
The music, the world building, Five, Klaus, great fight scenes.
I've got music, Klaus, Five, sibling dynamics.
Sibling dynamics, true.
And that info dump, that world building, I think is really well done here. What are your worst parts?
Fast paced. I mean, it's not a bad thing necessarily, but it is fast paced. It was hard for me to write things down. I bet like if I wasn't writing anything down, it'd be great. But it was a lot to take in.
Too much.
A lot to take in is my next thing. Diego is a bit of a dick, and Luther is a bit of a dick.
Yeah, I didn't include Luther. I felt like Diego was more of a dick than Luther.
Well, yeah, he was, but Luther has such a stick up his ass that I'm just kind of like, dude, calm down.
Yeah, whatever. So I had Diego, and I didn't like Vanya being ordinary, like shoved off to the side. So I felt like that.
It gets worse.
It does get worse before it gets better, and then it gets weird. those are things you have to look forward to in this show, and this has been a lot faster than we anticipated.
Yeah, it was.
So, yeah, I mean,
it just took a while to write down everything.
I mean, if we wanted to, we could do episode two.
Let's do episode two. But overall, first, overall grades.
Oh, overall grade, I gave it an A.
I gave it an A as well.
Yeah, because it is a great first episode. It will get you, hook you in, and it's really
So let's go into season one, episode two, Run Boy Run. Flashback to 17 years ago. I have not had that much to drink. See the kids having breakfast. Five gets upset and says he wants to time travel. Reginald says it's too difficult and the effects could be dangerous. It could mess with your mind. Five time travels anyway, but loses control and jumps to the future after jumping to the past a couple times in different seasons and such. And then he jumps forward into the future and he loses control.
He gets
stuck in the future.
Yeah, he can't get back. His home is gone. He goes to where the Umbrella Academy should be and sees this building completely destroyed. He calls out to his family. He cries. He's on his knees. And we see that this is part of how he is describing things to Vanya. So we come back to the present day and he's describing, you know, the day-to-day life to Vanya. And he's
eating
like,
bugs.
Yeah, I was eating bugs. I ate stuff that you would never eat. No, by the way, Twinkies don't last forever. Mm-hmm. And he's just like, clearly just, you know, whatever. And he's like, do you have something stronger? And she like gives him whiskey. But Vanya is very confused by what he's telling her. It's like too much information. And so
she thinks the time travel has messed up his mind.
Right. So, because apparently this was part of Sir Reginald's thing, like, oh, you know, if you time travel or if you timed up too many times, it can warp your brain and therefore, you know, you aren't really in touch with reality. And Five's kind of like, no, I know the difference. But we don't know why. Again, this is something that we are going to learn more about a little bit. Well, not really in this episode.
She gives him the couch to sleep on. She takes medication before she goes to sleep. Five takes out a fake eye and leaves to investigate where it came from because it has like a name serial of the serial number on it.
Yeah.
Then two people in suits get out of a taxi at a motel. They're on business in some way.
One of these people is played by Mary J. Blige and she's fucking awesome.
She's so good. I love Mary J. Blige.
And we get one of her songs later. It's so good.
It's good.
It's a cover, but still.
Regardless. Wait, which song?
I forget. Yeah, I will get to it.
I forget. Sorry.
We'll get to it.
Okay.
Proceed.
Hazel and Cha-Cha.
Yes.
They ask for the package waiting for them at the front desk.
They also are supposed to have two rooms. They start bitching about the bureaucracy. Like, man, they're cutting our budget. We're supposed to have two rooms. Now we have to share a room. And it's
two beds at least. And then he's like, yeah. Like,
yeah. Okay. Yeah. And it just has gotten worse and worse. And we have to have, he's got a briefcase. And I can't remember, is he Hazel?
He's Hazel,
right.
She's Cha-Cha. And they go to their room and open the package and find a kit for a crime, like with weird mask things and guns and such.
Yeah, like sawed-off shotgun and things like that.
They talk about not retiring and not being behind a desk, and they're kind of bitching about like how they have to do this stupid job. And Hazel puts his mandatory briefcase that they're like required to have with them at all times because it's clearly important.
It's heavy, though.
Yes, and he's like, why couldn't it be a backpack? And he puts the briefcase in the vent. They are after one of their own, so it's obviously somebody that they used to work with or they worked at their same
job
at one time.
Right, but you know, we're going to hear, like, again, tidbits of conversation that you have to kind of try to
We know together. The context, but we don't know the context yet in the context of the show.
Right. But there are all these little things that are super funny. Like Hazel turns on the bed vibrator.
Yeah, that's funny.
And there's a, what is this picture of a person?
What?
There's something.
Okay.
I got a note that does not make sense to me. So
picture of a person, what?
Cheating? No.
Anyway, moving on. The police go to the diner. They talk to the waitress about what happened, and she mentions the older guy and the kid, and she didn't see the action, just the aftermath. She mentions she already told the other detective everything, that other detective apparently is Diego, who is pretending to be a detective, even
because
though he's not.
So we find out more about that later.
Eudora is the name of the detective who's actually on the case.
The female real detective.
Who chases Diego.
One other detective. So she goes outside, she finds Diego, who she clearly knows, and tases him for being a dickhead. Then we see I forgot to mention this. When Vanya goes to bed, she takes more pills. So you're taking like lots and lots of pills all the time. So coming back to Detective Patch talks to the waitress.
I
They
already said
told
that.
she takes his police scanners. She tells him he is not police anymore, and from a distance, Hazel and Cha-Cha are watching.
Yeah, and it's clear they have a past because he keeps calling her Eudora, so obviously they have sex. And
And
fair
she
enough,
says, "Don't call me that."
they're also both very attractive people,
They
so go
are.
ahead, have sex, have fun. And
That is
so
actually a Diego thing.
yes, it really, really is. And so yeah, Hazel and Cha-Cha watch from afar. Luther and Allison talk while she packs. She says she'd love for him to meet her daughter one day. Her daughter's name is Claire. She mentions she would tell her daughter stories about Luther on the moon. And she would be really happy to finally meet him and prove that he's not just a story. She tells him not to turn Reginald's death into a mission, and that there's a reason why he was the one who never left the academy, while everybody else did. Klaus is plagued by the voices of the dead in his head.
In his
Klaus,
dreams. So
yes.
he wakes up, Ben is sitting there like, and they're, I guess he's keeping him company.
Yeah.
Klaus
Yeah.
looks for drugs or money for drugs. And again, Pogo appears and
Well,
he's
Ben wants him to be sober. He's just like, hey, how about you start the day with orange juice,
instead
not
of,
drugs?
yeah,
And
exactly.
then Klaus is like, no. And so,
No.
yeah, Pogo confronts Klaus about the box he stole. Klaus apparently opened the box and threw away the papers and journal inside to pawn
Yeah,
it for drugs.
we see this montage of, and it's being underlined with Adam Ant's Goody Two Shoes song. But the montage is all of the Goody Two Shoes things that Klaus was not doing. He was taking the box, throwing away the stuff, pawning the box, getting money, and getting drugs.
Pogo says some the items in the box are priceless, but he's just like, well, I didn't do it. Vanya sees that Five isn't at her apartment anymore.
You skipped this. There's another great Klaus line.
Oh, okay.
Because when Ben is like telling him, like, you shouldn't have drugs, he's like, drop dead. It's like, ooh.
Low
Blah, blah.
blow. It's funny. Yeah, Bonnie sees that Klaus isn't at, sorry, Five isn't at her apartment anymore, and she kind of freaks out. Five went to the maker of the fake eye and asks who it belongs to. The doctor tries to take the eye because records are confidential,
This is so funny.
but Five threatens the doctor to, and like
Physically.
physically threatens the doctor and gets security called on him. At the police department, Eudora hears about the criminals and ballistic results. The fact that the people who were about to attack Five were but all criminals and had a record, and they all appeared to have shot each other. But the bullet, there are weird prints that showed up in the knife from a cold case from the 30s.
1938, right?
Yes.
So and so we failed to mention that Eudora had had Diego like cuffed for
Yeah,
like
for sure.
obstructing her case.
She,
She
yeah.
releases him. She explains that all this procedure stuff that you hate actually matters. It's the only way you get cases prosecuted in court. Amen, sister. And she kind of taunts him about being a big kid in his stupid ass uniform, which he's still got his like little jumpsuit thingy on,
And
which is
last
super funny.
episode, everybody made fun of his
Yeah,
uniform.
it's like, did you see his outfit? Oh my God, it's so stupid.
Yeah, Luther looks around his room. That's all I have for that part.
Yeah, so he actually appears at a gym. He's looking for Diego.
Oh,
Diego
no.
works there and he lives downstairs. So
No.
Luther's,
You're jumping ahead.
oh, I'm not.
Aren't you?
No, I'm not. So
I thought I was at
him,
Vanya goes to the mansion and looks for Five.
that's after what I'm talking about,
Maybe I was
right?
out of the room for this
Maybe you
part.
were. So Luther is looking around Diego's room, and Diego's room has all this Umbrella Academy paraphernalia. And it's clear that he's like pining for the old days or
Pining for the fjords.
something like that. So then we have Vanya showing up at
Okay,
the house
yeah, I
looking
was
for
out of the room for
Five.
that part.
Yeah.
Vanya goes back to the mansion to look for Five. She finds him in his room and apologizes for how she reacted to all the information from the future. She offers to have him see a therapist, but he refuses.
Yeah.
Klaus
Fuck
shows
no.
up in Five's closet after Vanya leaves. Five offers to pay Klaus to pretend to be his dad to find out more about the fake eye.
At this Mertz company.
Yes.
Yes.
Hazel and Cha-Cha go to the auto shop where the guy from the other night at the diner go.
Keep missing these throwaway Klaus lines. He's like,
Because
give them.
they're throwaway
They're
Klaus
so
line.
funny. I mean,
Fine,
so
give
Klaus.
it.
So when they're leaving, he's like, because Klaus isn't quite ready to leave or whatever, and Pi's like, let's go, and he's like, do I have to put you in timeout? That's funny.
Yeah, Hazel and Tasha go to the auto shop with a guy from the other night at the diner works. They torture him and think he's five. They realize he isn't five, and when he mentions that the kid was there, but not with him, and they start thinking the kid was five because of time travel and how that works. Because right. He didn't have a briefcase to help channel it well.
Right, but here's the other thing. The guy, the tow truck driver, is in the right age range. He's supposed to be 58, right? That's what we know about five in the future, is that he's grown to be 58. Mm-hmm. So the tow truck guy is the right age, but there's a lot of stuff that's wrong. But they do all kinds of shit. Like, they hook him up to car batteries and they electrocute him. Awful. And it's bad.
Five apparently wanted directions to a department store nearby. And so he mentions that that's where he sent him. Allison is on the phone with her ex, and she isn't allowed to talk to her daughter, Claire.
Oh, I failed to mention, Hazel is always all about the food, too. So between, yes. Him, you know, it's one of those things that drives Cha-Cha crazy.
We'll get there.
Yes.
Vanya tries to comfort Allison, but Allison gets very defensive and calls out how Vanya would separate herself from the group, and Allison says she's to blame for her problems now that she's an adult.
Right, because Vanya blames their dad, and she's like, no, you're an adult now. So
you can't blame everything on dad anymore.
This is hilarious. Klaus and Five at this Mertz company is so fucking funny. So Klaus decides they're not making adequate progress in finding out what's going on with this eyeball and where it came from and that kind of stuff. And the doctor's like threatening to call security again. And then Klaus is like, oh, but you hurt my child here. And then he hits like Five in the face. And he's like, oh, and this happened. And he slams the phone into
the snow globe
into his own face. And
he's like, oh, that hurt.
And you know, the doctor's picking up the phone, and Klaus gets the phone away from him and is like, oh, please come up here, this terrible thing has happened.
We've been abused. And he threatens to go to security for hurting them, even though the doctor didn't. They find out the eye with them at
the one they have.
Yeah, the eye with them has a serial number. I said at serial number. That's so weird.
Right.
Has a serial number that hasn't been manufactured yet.
Let alone sold.
Yeah. He says that the person with the prosthetic eye will bring about the apocalypse.
Right. That's according to Five. So Five mentions Dolores again. And
how they were together for 30 years.
And he's like, I thought there was no one alive then. What are you talking about? So Five leaves.
Without paying Klaus.
Right. He space jumps into a taxi.
And also, all Klaus was asking for was $20. And he was just like, I'm not going
to
do
that. Yeah, I'm not giving you $20 for you to get more drugs. Not doing it.
Vanya is visited by a guy named Leonard who she is teaching violin or is going to.
This is his first lesson.
Yes, this is his first lesson.
Yeah,
Diego goes to the gym and knows it's a trap leading to his apartment.
Yeah, or at least it's the old trick from The Sting, where it was like he had paper in the door, so like the paper's falling. He's like, ah, someone's in my room.
Yeah, Diego throws a knife and it nearly kills Luther. It grazes his ear. He's fine.
Yeah, he's like, you almost killed me. If I Luther, wanted to kill you, I would have.
Yeah, Luther finds out he was boxing that night and the night that Reginald died, and so he had an alibi. Then he's just like, well, yeah,
you should have believed me
in the first place. Then Vanya bonds with Leonard and encourages him to learn violin. Leonard mentions his father loved violin and music, but they didn't get each other and had a complicated relationship before his father died. He mentions he's a woodworker and he encourages Vanya to stop by his shop sometime.
Yeah, I mean, he's just clearly trying to bond with her, and part of the information he uses is the kind of thing that other people who have had complicated relationships with their father that they put into a book would know about.
Pogo finds Allison in the attic where she is smoking and trying to like release some stress. She talks about how the siblings don't know anything about each other after being apart for so long. Pogo shows her some old security footage from when they were kids. She notices that while everybody else is playing, Vanya was alone practicing her violin. And
she's kind of like, as a parent, I would never do this.
Yeah, exactly. And Allison feels really bad.
Yeah.
That they didn't include her. Allison watches a security tape of Reginald, and we don't get to see what that tape involves, but we'll get there.
Five
in the next episode. Yeah. Five goes to the department store.
Gimbals. And he's looking at mannequins.
And finds a mannequin that he calls Dolores.
That has on a polka dot blouse. And he talks to her.
He gets ambushed by Cha-Cha and Hazel with their masks on.
They have creepy pig masks.
It's very Five Nights at Freddy's.
Yeah.
Dolores gets shot in half and he moves her to safety. Five loses his ability to teleport momentarily, so he hides with Dolores.
Right. So
they're playing Don't Stop Me Now by Queen, by the way.
This is, again, another amazing sequence and part of the whole spatial jumping that Five does. You get the sense that it exhausts him if he does it a whole bunch,
mm-hmm.
Especially without an assist.
A briefcase.
A briefcase. But
the cops show up and Hazel and Cha-Cha leave. Eudora finds the tortured mechanic, and so she's kind of freaking out about that.
Because he's dead.
Diego hears the scanner for the department store.
Shots are fired at Gimbals.
Yes. Allison tells Lufu that he was right about Reginald, and Five shows up and says there's nothing they can do about what's about to happen.
Right, the end of the world.
Yeah. In the future, Five finds the prosthetic eye in Luther's hand and the whole family dead.
And you hear Never Tear Us Apart, which is in excess, again, is over this whole sequence where Five is finding all of his siblings dead in the rubble of the Umbrella Academy.
Yes.
And that is the end of the episode. What were your best parts?
Eudora and Diego, I think they have a funny relationship. I think that I especially love Eudora. Mm-hmm. Ben and Klaus, so fucking funny. Yes. Drop dead, low blow. and they will continue to be an awesome dynamic.
Absolutely.
The music, five in class particularly, and the doctor scene.
Oh my god, that's
so good.
Yeah, so yeah, I had music. Hazel and Cha-Cha, I really enjoy their banter too. Ben and Klaus, five. I did not include Diego and Eudora, but I love Eudora. She's a great character. What were your worst parts?
The torture of the innocent guy is sad. Really bad. Poor guy. Awkward Vanya at the lesson. Bad violin playing by Leonard.
Vanya's student is a big bad to me. And I agree with the torture. You get the sense that Hazel and Cha-Cha are not nice people. But those were my worst parts. What grade did you give this episode?
B+.
Yeah, I think it's a big B plus. I kind of had A minus B plus, but it again, you have to kind of do a lot of flashbacks and a lot of whatever to get this world. And you do it, a lot of it is from Five's perspective. And so again, we kind of,
because he's the one who went to the future.
Yeah, he's the one who went to the future. So we kind of follow him a good bit. But yeah, I think this is a great, great show. It's super fun. If you've not watched it, you should. And we hope that you join us for our upcoming episodes. And
cheers.